Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Carlos Bernier. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Hal Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Vic Janoas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny O'Brien. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Murray Dixon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Murray Dixon. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Bernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Janoas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carlos Bernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernier hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive towards right. Marshall catches it and throws to first to double up O'Connell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Bernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Smith reaches second base with a double. Vic Janoas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janoas strikes out. Two outs. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is hit by the pitch. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Bell chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Adams fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Adams. Smith scores. O'Brien goes all the way around to score. O'Brien moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Pirates. Murray Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Janoa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to third. Bell moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Bell scores. Marshall moves to second. It's 4-3, Reds. Jim Hua now pitching. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-1 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Connell. Marshall moves to third. Greengrass moves to second. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Carlos Bernie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernie is 0-1 in the game. Bernie takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. O'Connell moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. McMillan scores. Bell moves to third. It's 5-3, Reds. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Janoez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janoez is 0-for-1 in the game. Janoez hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Waugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waugh hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up towards short. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nuxhall hits a fly ball into right field. Bernie I settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Semenik moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Carlos Bernie I is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bernie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Bernie reaches second base with a double. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bridges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Vic Janoez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janoez is 0 for 2 in the game. Janoez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Janoez reaches second base with a double. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Janoez scores. It's 5-4, Reds. Jackie Colum now pitching. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. O'Brien is hit by the pitch. Johnny Lindell pinch hits for Jim Waugh. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. O'Brien moves to second. It's Reds, 5, Pirates, 5. Cal Abrams pinch runs for Johnny Lindell. Carlos Bernie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bernie takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien moves to third. Abrams moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Brien scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Pirates. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Hetke now pitching. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Semenik strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Greengrass trying to get to third. Bernie I throws the ball into O'Connell, who tags Greengrass for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Jackie Collum. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Reds. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Grady Hatton now playing second base. Bob Kelly now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith bunts towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Hatton covering, for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Vic Janoas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janoas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Janoas hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 6. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Klusowski hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Bernie I settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Johnny Hetke. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Bernie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bernie strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hermanski moves to second. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 6. The Reds will come to bat. Roger Bowman now pitching. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Semenik hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-to-6, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards third. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Temple now playing second base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Janoez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Janoez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Janoez is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.